Meet Mike Wong, only Mike isn't his real name. It's
Xinguo Wang.
Xinguo just didn't roll off the tongues of his American colleagues at the North Carolina Research Campus. So he settled on Mike. He leads a small team of scientists doing genomics research at the institute created by Dole food magnate David H. Murdoch on the site of an old textile mill in Kannapolis. The campus has proven a magnet for Chinese scientists.
That's right. So here is our laboratory.
It's yellow.
Bright Dole pineapple yellow from floor tiles on up.
Yeah, more dark yellow. You heard that?
Yellow is a lucky color in China, he explains. Not that many of his neighbors would know that. Asians are a tiny fraction of the population in Cabarrus County, less than 2%. But here, on Murdoch's research campus, dedicated to life sciences, 20% of the team is Chinese. They take American nicknames and bring their dumplings and chopsticks to office potlucks. Occasionally, Wang says there are cultural differences to smooth out.
Like when you come to China, the Chinese, when they eat, they don't close the mouth. So looks like when the Chinese people came here, it feels, maybe the Americans saw that, they feel very awkward situation, but that's the difference between the culture.
Wang's nervous laugh comes easily, and he's become the chief cultural ambassador for the Chinese community in Kannapolis. It was his idea to form the Cabarrus Chinese American Association last fall and open a Chinese language school for local kids.
Xiao Bai Tu.
About 20 students of various ages meet Saturday afternoons at an elementary school in Concord. Lori Tong enrolled her 7- and 9-year-old because their father is American-born Chinese.
He speaks Chinese fluently, and I would like my kids, since they are half Chinese, I would like them to learn the language and culture, because that's something I can't provide at home, so yeah. I'd like them to know that.
Several scientists from the research campus in Kannapolis also send their kids to the Saturday school. They speak Chinese at home, but want to make sure their Americanized kids learn to speak and write it properly. The school was a big reason the scientists formed the Cabarrus Chinese American Association.
Another important mission for the association is to help newcomers.
This is Xusha Du, one of the first Chinese scientists to start working at the North Carolina Research Campus back in 2008. There are now over 60 and more on the way.
When they come fresh from China, they don't know how to drive a car, how to get around, and not familiar with the culture and even language challenge, like Wen Chao.
Wen Chao Zhang is one of the newer scientists on Du's team. The association helped him round up a mattress and some secondhand furniture for his apartment in Kannapolis. But he's still adapting to the sleepiness of his new town. And the North Carolina Research Campus where he works is a cluster of stately buildings surrounded by empty fields.
China has many people. Here it's very quiet, but in China it's very noisy.
Here it's quiet, he says. In China there are many people and it's very noisy. But the Cabarrus Chinese American Association has at least made it easier for Zhang to find others who understand his language and culture. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Kannapolis.